Day Street Books and Harper Audio present Love Yourself Well, an empowering wellness guide to supporting your gut, brain, and vagina by Lo Bosworth. Read by Lo Bosworth and Leslie Howard. This is the author. This book contains background information on different health and wellness steps, as well as the opinions of the author. The reader should evaluate all relevant information related to their personal health situation, not just limited to that which is in this book, and discuss all options with their medical care provider. This book should be used to supplement rather than replace the advice of your doctor or another trained health professional, and is not a substitute for effective medical care or treatment. You should never delay consulting with your medical care provider or decline to follow their advice as a result of what you may have read in this book. The information in this book is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or health condition. Every person's health situation is different, and no health and wellness plan will work the same for everyone. You should work with a trusted healthcare provider to find a health and wellness plan that works best for you, given your personal health considerations. If you know or suspect you have a health problem, it is recommended that you seek your physician's advice before embarking on any medical program or treatment. All efforts have been made to assure the accuracy of the information contained in this book as of the date of publication. This publisher and the author disclaim liability for any medical outcomes that may occur as a result of applying the methods suggested in this book. A note before we begin. Be sure to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/pages/loveyourselfwell. It will contain weekly wellness plan summaries, recipes, and more, and be referred to as the enhancement. For the Love Wellness team, past, present, and future, I am nothing without all of you. LB. Introduction. Everything was going well for me in 2014. I was living in New York City, in a serious relationship, and working as a content creator in the lifestyle and food space. I wasn't completely sure about the direction of my career or how the relationship was going to play out, but I generally felt like life was unfolding for me in a good way. And then it all blew up. One morning, I woke up and my heart was racing. I had an uncomfortable tingling sensation all over my body and a tightening in my throat that made it hard to breathe. I'd had similar episodes before, but never this intense or without warning. Panic attack is such an apt phrase. It felt like my body was under siege, and I remember in that moment, I genuinely thought I was dying. The panic attack faded after an hour, so I thought it was a weird one-off. If it was just a blip, I didn't need to freak out about it. But it happened again the next morning, and then the morning after that, and the morning after that. Soon, the panic attacks started to strike randomly throughout the day, too. My life became divided into the time before that first morning panic attack and after. Before, when I would get anxiety, I visualized the fretful feelings as water rising to the halfway mark in a glass. As I calmed down, the glass slowly drained of anxiety until it was empty. After my morning attacks began, I visualized the anxiety as water filling the glass until it overflowed, poured down the sides, and flooded.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?